Nearly 3 years into the worst financial crisis this country has seen since the Great Depression, the Securities and Exchange Commission has only recently begun to investigate some of the Wall Street players who were involved in decisions that led to the crisis. ProPublica, the nonprofit investigative news organization, working with NPR's Planet Money, has uncovered documents that reveal the SEC is only now asking the most basic questions about how Wall Street functioned in the days leading up to the crisis. I'm joined now by Jesse Eisinger, senior reporter for ProPublica. Welcome to the program, Jesse.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
First, the SEC has received a lot of criticism for its failings in the lead-up to the financial crisis. But for more than 2 years now, they've said that they're on the case, investigating if wrongdoing contributed to the crisis. What have you learned about that?
You know, the agency may be on the case, but they're still getting a remedial education. Here's what we've learned. We've reviewed a letter that shows that only in late October of this year did the SEC first reach out to some of the crucial players in the creation of those mortgage-related securities that we've heard so much about. And, you know, I have to say that this really shocked us because if you don't know what these guys did, they're called CDO managers, then there's really no way to understand the crisis. They're central to it.
These are the people who manage CDOs, collateralized debt obligations. Who are they and why are they so important?
Well, you remember those toxic assets that were so much in the news last year. Those are the securities that brought down so many banks and the reason we had to bail them out. The CDO managers are the guys that helped create them. They were supposed to be neutral, independent third parties, making sure that the CDOs were as solid as advertised to be, and the SEC regulates them as investment advisors. Unfortunately, some of these managers may have had hidden conflicts of interest.
Well, what did these letters that you found reveal? Do they suggest that the SEC just doesn't understand the workings of the financial crisis?
Well, the SEC wouldn't talk to us, so we don't know what they know. But these letters show that the SEC is asking only the most basic questions. They're asking who works at these firms, who owns them, who runs them, if they've ever gotten into legal trouble. They're asking merely how many CDOs did they work on for a list. It's the kind of stuff that you'd have thought that they would have known before the crisis hit, or at least have looked into right after the crisis hit, not several years down the road.
Well, what explains that? And how is it that the SEC is only now doing a very basic investigation?
Well, I think it's widely understood that under the previous chairman, Christopher Cox, the SEC didn't do a stellar job of investigating Wall Street, and Cox was an absentee chairman. So now they've spent, 2008 reeling from their internal problems. We've heard about the Madoff scandal, of course, and the financial crisis and its aftermath. And we've had a new administration with a new chair, Mary Shapiro. She's been reorganizing the agency and playing catch up. So we knew that the SEC was behind, and we know that these issues are extremely complicated. So it's not surprising that no cases have been filed. But to learn that they're at such a preliminary stage, we don't get the sense that they're very active. Just today, I spoke to a top-level Wall Street executive. You'd think he would be one of the first phone calls the SEC would make. And several years down the road here, he says he's heard nothing from them.
Are you confident that one could not argue you've only found the tip of the iceberg? You found one letter, but actually the enforcement division has been out talking to people, and there's other activity that you wouldn't necessarily see in the file.
There very well may be. The problem is that the SEC has now been overwhelmed by some of the more recent scandals, like the Merrill Lynch Bank of America bonus scandal, the insider trading scandals at hedge funds, and those seem maybe to be the kind of priorities at the agency now, and that they've put some of the stuff that started under Cox to the side. We may see something materialize, but this letter suggests that they're merely at the beginning.
Jesse Eisinger of ProPublica, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks a lot for having me.
And ProPublica and NPR's Planet Money are collaborating on a project to uncover and explain the inner workings of the Wall Street CDO industry. ProPublica's article on these letters is at npr.org.